The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Dr. Gareth McGovern is with me, who's a GP specialising in addiction, and he is a medical director of the Priority Medical Clinic as well in Dundrum. Gareth, Jennifer Carol McNeill, the Health Minister, was out today talking about a few different things, some of which we've talked about on the show, but one of them was her plans to introduce legislation to regulate nicotine pouches. Well, I mean, this might sound like a silly question to start things off with. What are nicotine pouches exactly?
So nicotine pouches, thanks for having me on, Kieran. Nicotine pouches are like little small tea bags, for want of a better description, which contain a cellulose kind of based kind of product, which is infused with nicotine. And they're put in sort of under the top lip, between the gum and the lip, and the nicotine is absorbed into the small capillaries that way. So that's what a nicotine pouch is.
And how different is it then from, what's this other thing they talk about, snus?
So snus is different. Snus is tobacco. So it's actually tobacco in a pouch, and the nicotine is absorbed through the... But there's another different sensation coming from the, it's giving a feeling of they're still getting tobacco without the combustion, because as we know, the real harm of cigarettes is the combustion and the long-term use.
So if that's where the real harm is, I mean, what's the value then? Is there some value in these products?
Well, there's absolutely no doubt. I mean, if you look at, say, Sweden, it's gone fairly large on safer nicotine products like these, and they've gone particularly large on snus. They're at what's called smoke-free. They've reached smoke-free. Now, to be smoke-free, it's not zero. It has to be below 5% prevalence in the adult population. They're at about 4.5, I think. New Zealand have done pretty well as well, and I think Norway. Ireland is about 18%. Now, we've done pretty well over the last sort of 15 years. We've got it down from about 25 to 18, but we've kind of stagnated in recent years and trying to get it down further. And there's a big debate about vaping and safer nicotine products. And, you know, in the end of the day, we're aiming our ire at the wrong thing. We really need to aim our ire at tobacco smoking. And that's one thing that saddens me about this whole debate, is we don't hear an awful lot now about the harms of smoking as much as we do about youth vaping, nicotine, and the developing brain, and now the latest one is pouches. You know, they're not going to kill anybody, I can assure you.
Okay, so in terms of then legislation and regulation, which the minister is talking about, I mean, what would you be hoping to see? What would you be worried about seeing?
Okay, so here's the deal on this, right? The problem at the moment is, people may not be aware of this, but there isn't actually any age restriction on nicotine pouches. They're not really regulated at all.
Okay.
And I've seen, I'm being clear on this, Kieran, I've seen kids going in and getting nicotine pouches. It's like in a, I don't know if you remember Zoob's, the little container, the sweets that were
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of served in a kind of a similar thing to that. And the pouches are sitting in there. And I've seen young people in, they're not scrutinized for age. And then I realized there is no age restriction. So they're not. And the other thing about it is although nicotine itself, now nicotine absent of smoking, is actually relatively harmless, it's probably comparable to caffeine. There is one problem is, and that some of the, you know, what I would call the bad actors in the space will do these packaging that is very alluring to kids. There's no age restriction anyway. And the problem is that the nicotine levels in it, now, nicotine itself is fine, but the nicotine levels of it are sometimes up to 50 to 60 milligrams. And just to give you a bit of perspective on this, in vaping, there's a tobacco products directive European-wide that insists on no more than 20 milligrams. Now, it's not going to cause them any harm, 50, but it does make you quite ill, make you quite sick. And it can kind of, you will feel the burst from nicotine. So that needs to be regulated for a start. My worry, obviously, with all these things is, I do think it's become a consumer product. So unlike vaping, which is largely used by smokers, this has been used by people to get a little bit of a kick out of. But, you know, I've no real problem with people of appropriate age getting a little kick. Nobody complains about people getting a kick from alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with that, and it's far safer than alcohol. But I do think it needs to be regulated in the proper way, but not regulated out of existence. That would be my problem.
Gareth, good to talk to you as always. Dr. Gareth McGovern from the Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.